Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to have a revelation of Father God. We've had the revelation of who the Holy Spirit is, and I'm so grateful for that revelation. We've had the revelation of the name of Jesus, who Jesus, the Son of God, is. And I'm so grateful for that revelation. But the world is ready to receive the final revelation, Father God. And Hank Kuhneman has a brand new book, literally just off the press, but the thing that goes with it, the three CD set, that's three CDs in which he teaches on this subject, and the book, it's available for $35, and everyone I know has had an imperfect father. Why? Because they had imperfect fathers, and Hank had an imperfect father. His father did the best he knew, but he was like my dad. As kids, you just crave to have a father say, I love you. His father and my father never said, I love you. So he gets physically kicked out of the house, thrown down a set of stairs, no money, nowhere to go. But God gives him a place to live, and he's lonely. But then many years later, his stepdad developed stage 4 cancer, no hope, dying. And Hank asks his dad if he can have Richard Roberts pray for him. Now, I had him share that on yesterday's broadcast, but we ran out of time. I want to pick up just from yesterday's broadcast right now, as Hank shared, when he started telling his father that he has a friend that if he prays for him, he believes he'll be healed. Go ahead.
I told him, I said, Dad, I have somebody that has a healing ministry that can pray for you and that has a healing ministry. He looked at me, raising one eyebrow. I said, his name is Richard Roberts. He's the son of Oral Roberts. My dad says, well, I know who Richard and Oral Roberts is. He says, you know them? I said, Dad, they're not giving you a lot of options with the doctor. Richard was kind enough to call my dad, prayed for him.
Now, Richard, from what I understand, has a major anointing for things like cancer. Did you know that at the time?
No, I didn't know it at the time.
Like, okay, go ahead.
He's having a great success rate. But my dad winds up getting healed. But here's what's even more beautiful. Richard Roberts leads my dad to the Lord. And my dad gets saved and gloriously turned around. And the words I've always wanted to hear, my dad starts saying, not without me prodding him, not without me saying, you know, Dad, I love you. And then same here, my dad would look at me in my eyes and say, I love you. And he would start writing me letters. And at the end of the letters, he would say things like, I love Dad. And again, so this is very hard for me. I haven't really shared much about this before. And so my dad wound up just really a few months ago going home to be with the Lord. And before he went home to be with Jesus, I knew in one of the prayers I prayed, and if people are listening to today and they've had a horrible upbringing, or maybe they've had an upbringing where they're saying, you know, can God save my relatives? Yes, he can. And I prayed to God, and I said, God, don't let my dad depart this earth until I know 120% that he is saved. And my dad said something to me. He said, Hank, I never used to believe in these miracles, never used to believe in the supernatural stuff, but I do now. And he said, I guess hell's got quite a bit of ice hanging from it, doesn't it? I said, Dad, how do you know that? He said, because of my own life. And he began to ask me questions about heaven and what heaven would be like, and he apologized to me about, you know, some of our confrontations and how he treated me. And my dad went from a very hard military man who grew up without not really a good example of love in his own life, to now loving his son like he always wanted. And he began to receive Abba's love and began to show it.
Okay, how about your mom? Did she come to the Lord?
Yeah, my mom is gloriously saved, spirit-filled, on fire, serving in the church. In fact, even my dad, you know, this is so amazing. Abba changes people's lives. And my dad became such a loving, affirming, tender man because Abba's love and revelation was working in his heart. He began to watch us on Christian television, my wife and I, our program. He began to watch our live stream services at our church. And he was so excited to watch the move of the Spirit of God. And so,
you know, I think about how the devil had you so sabotaged that I don't even know how you had the faith to believe that your father and mother would be saved. But you know what, Hank? If God could do it for you, and he's no respecter of persons, what can he do for the people listening to us right now?
That's right. In fact, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, there are some that are saying even this moment and even at this time, God, what about me? Do you see me, Lord? Do you know my situation? And the Lord would say, even as the Son of God had compassion upon the people, for they had nothing to eat for 3 days. And so it was that there was a multiplication, and there was an increase of the loaves and the fish, and it was distributed to the multitudes. And so Abba would say through the Spirit today that there is an increase, there is multiplication and blessing coming to those who have felt as though that they have been forgotten, that they're not being provided for. The Lord says, watch now and see, for Abba is gathering his people in this day and in this hour to himself to bless them. And so watch sudden surprises, watch things that have seemed to be held back, and even the spirit of delay being broken. For watch and see, the greater blessings begin to come. For God is calling his people through Abba's love into a greater season of blessing, of increase, and of multiplication. And so the Lord says, open your heart and receive the love that now comes from your Abba.
My goodness, I sure can feel the presence of God on that prophetic word. But Hank, Galatians 4:6 is where you got the title of your book, My Heart Cries Abba. Tell me, what does Galatians say, and what does that mean?
It's interesting because in the very moment after Adam sinned and Eve, God had a plan to rescue his sons. And the moment we call out to the Messiah and we call upon Jesus, we are saved. The Bible says the Spirit immediately reconnects us to Abba, and the Spirit cries out, Abba, Father. And that word literally means with a great cry, almost like a scream, loudly, he reconnects our spirit to our heavenly Abba.
Hank, I use a word on my radio show, mishpacha, which is a Hebrew word. It means family. You say in your book, this is the whole thing God is up to. Explain.
When God spoke these words, let us make man in our own image, we've often said, well, that's an image of, you know, we look like God. But I think it was something more than that. It wasn't just the image of a human or image of a man, because I've seen angels, okay? They look like us. Here's what I believe. It was the image of a family. And if you look at Proverbs 8, you can see where it's talking about wisdom, about the Son of God being right there with the Father, creating. And so God was saying, let us make a family in our image, with Father, with Son, children, filled with the Spirit of God. And I believe that that is what the enemy has gone after. He's tried to divide homes. He's tried to create, you know, situations to where, you know, the fathers disappear or they're harsh, they're not there. And he tries to bring abortion. He tries to redefine marriage. And so that's why there's such an attack on this image that God spoke and desired when he created Adam and Eve.
So in effect, the satanic strategy is, if the world and the devil can destroy mishpacha, family, and even Christian homes are being attacked in their families. The world is attacking the family because that's the heart of God at this moment. What hope could you give a Christian family where it's divided? Some children have gone into humanism. Others have rejected Jesus. Others are into drugs and worldly lifestyle. What hope can God give this family?
The hope that I give to those that are listening, Sid, is the very hope that I've been sharing all week. If God can save my dad, my mom, reach my family, and all the different things that I had to face, he can save anybody's family. And here's what I did. I kept praying to Abba, calling out to him for my family. And then here's another thing I did. I invested in other people's family as a way of saying, God, if I will reach other people's family, then Lord, you're going to reach my family. And so I want people never to get discouraged, never give up, and believe that you are in a situation or your family is too far gone or too far to be touched or reached by the love of Abba. And I like something too, Sid. Paul prays this prayer. He says, I bow my knees before my God and my Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom both the family in heaven and earth is named. We are one big family. And God is about the family.
Okay, Mishpacha, I want you to get this revelation so deep in your spirit. Hank takes us from Genesis to Revelation in a prophetic sense. He takes the scriptures, and because he's a prophet, he shows us the prophetic understanding. And by the time you finish this book, your heart and your mouth and every fiber of your being is going to be crying out, Abba, Daddy, Father, you're going to start crawling into your Abba's lap. We're making the 3-CD set, things that he has never shared publicly before this moment, and his brand new book, My Heart Cries Abba, available for a gift of $35. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.